All right, what's up, guys? Keep getting in. A lot of people here today. What up, Hate Karaka? Who is Karaka and why do you hate them? I'm watching my team play, so if there are awkward pauses, that's why. A play's going on.
Just real quick, before we get started, if you still have ships in our TAC A, there's a fleet on Laviton Eshery, and we have Titan bridges available throughout the fireside.
Yeah, get there, because we're doing a gate crossing after the fireside. So get to our TAC A right now so you can cross if you're still there. All right, so I'm seeing a lot of you guys saying stuff that we're already putting in to talk about. First off, we have, thank you, Zintage. We're going to have fits for carriers out right now for you guys. We're calling them Tiger Claw. You have to say it according to Zintage with Cobra Kai intensity. This is a Wing Commander reference. So if you are an old head, you will enjoy the reference. If you are a Zoomer, you will not get it. You can call them White Claws instead of Tiger Claw if you don't get it. But the old heads in the chat are enjoying it right now. If you've been under a rock here, 1 second. All right, there we go. If you've been under a rock here, we are going to be using this carrier doctrine like battleships. So that means we're going to be having you guys fly in them like it's your main fleet ship. We want you training your main fleet person, like your main character, into carriers. There are three races of carriers that are available. You got Minmitar, you got Amar, you got Galante. No other carriers exist. So train into those. There will be sub-capital Logi. You can go ahead and look at there. There will be sub-boosters. There will be sub-capitals fly on this fleet. So if you cannot fly a carrier yet, I was talking to someone a couple days ago. They're worried they were going to miss out on the fun. If you can't fly a carrier yet, do not worry. Logi is always the perfect product. Speaking of the perfect product, shout out to Powerful. He is a Ministry of Truth member. And he had an awesome YouTube video, propaganda video. If you've not watched Hellcamp Fever, it's well worth watching. There's some other updates for doctrines. We have Fight Club, new loadouts for fighters. We're updating the ancient loadout that we had before. New fax fitting slightly. It's basically just fuel. And then for Rev Navies, we are going a little less tanky with a little more damage. So you can go to a faction heatsink now. It is all in the various threads that will be linked. You guys can paste them again, but those are just the capital updates that we're doing right now as we prepare for main fleet carriers. We do not plan to be doing carriers until after the new year. Let's hit on that for a moment. We don't plan to be doing anything really until after the new year as far as major operations. Month of December, enjoy your holidays, have fun, get fat. Speaking of getting fat, we had over 1,000 mining barges yesterday. And we had 1,000 mining barges. There were a lot of iskies made for toonies. And I believe we got 52 moons mined out by Locust Fleet. If you did participate in that, make sure you send in your taxes. We do not like to hunt people down. We will do so if we have to. But most of you have been pretty good about that. Just remember to do it if you need to. And yes. We had some discussion about the Zarms. We're adding Zarms because, like, we just realized that Logi doesn't get a chance to fly pimped out much. We're not fully reimbursing them. We don't actually think they're that good for this mission, but we're going to give you guys 550 million, which is going to cover most of the hull. So if you want to be a cool kid and fly a Zarm, you can, and we'll give you most of the SRP for it. But it's mostly just that you will have an option to express yourself stylishly in his arm instead of flying a Guardian, if you so desire.
Working on sorting out the NSA to ISA swap. We need to get a pile of ISAs first. So in progress, there'll be a post and a fireside announcement when we've got that ready to go.
Yeah, we will be doing a swap, but remember, we are not going to be rolling out this doctrine at least until January, so you got plenty of time to get ready for it, and we will be doing the swap. Darth Killer says, yay, being able to self-express within the limits of what the state allows. Truly a modern-looking view from Darth there. We're also going to be doing subcap move ops and Sino chains. These are not crossings, but they'll be happening at 10, I don't know what you would say there, and 1400. Those would be moving to get you ready to cross. All right, so that is everything that I have here on this. And as is tradition, as soon as I started talking here, my team started doing poorly. So I'm going to throw it to other directors so that they can talk. This happened last week too. It is truly my fault. I am karmically cursing my team by not giving it my all. I hope you guys have a great week. Thanks for showing up. Other directors will pop in here. You can ask them questions. And I will see you all next week. Actually, I won't. I won't be here next week. So see you all the week after that.
All right, guys. So as per usual, put your questions in. I did see one from, well, there will Gooniversity be doing a crash course on how not to be stupid in a capital? No, we're goons. By definition, we do stupid things with caps. That is the way. Let me see what else we got. Any order of preference on the various carriers? For right now, get you a carrier. You know, Amar, Galanti, Minmatar. Those are the three that exist. Whichever one you want to do, you do. And then at some point, Zintage will yell at me that we have too many of whatever kind. And, you know, this is the way.
Realistically, Thanatos, Nidhogger, then a small gap, Archon.
So, Danny first. And then we'll trust in the rust. So we'll do Thanny's first, trust in the rust. There's your order. Lloyd, have we already moved CAD? No, that is still pending, so TBD on that one. So right now they are in TCAG.
Or you, Alex. We did start moving them, and then Horde imploded, and so we put a pause on that. We're deciding what we want to do with them. Like, Ferox has got nerfed pretty significantly, so...
Yeah, I guess the answer for right now is wherever your CAD alt is, just leave it. We'll tell you guys what's going to happen on that. Thank you, Sniper. I totally forgot we did like two of those move ops.
Yeah.
And then something happened on the 5th of November, right? I'm not sure what, but you know, something.
Wow,
Malcolm.
Terrari.
Why is Florida so bad and how does Asher make watching them better? You know, Malcolm, if I actually understood Hand Egg Ball, I might be able to answer that question, but I don't.
Lithrin, dockets have been dead for a while. We removed that doctrine when we added vultures.
Daddy, can we pour one out for Plex prices? You know, Plex prices being lower is fine.
No one, or almost no one is complaining. There may be a few of you who said Plex will always go up, who are currently cursing God and wishing to die, but most of us are happy.
People keep asking about the boosting carrier fits. I completely forgot about them. I'll try and get them done in the next couple days. The boosting carriers would go with dreads. They don't go with the actual carrier fleet.
Sorry, football is the opposite of horseball, not handball. I don't even know what those words mean.
Beer, we're not adding a 4 booster Rourke fit. It's not. Like, you lose too much tank to fit that 4th boost.
Just make friends and bring boosts on 2 Rourkes.
Oh, horseball's polo. Okay. That makes a lot more sense.
We are not planning to bring boost Archons with this battleship fleet that also has some carriers.
It's our cuddles. Anyone have a BPO for friends? Well, I have BPOs, but I'm not your friend, so no BPO for you.
Locusty asked for an Asher explanation of how all games played with a ball are football. But I'm happy to sub in here. I also am a zealot on this. All of these games are football. Soccer, as Americans call it, is widely called football. In the rest of the world, its full name is, in fact, association football, from whence the term soccer is abbreviated. The others, American football is more correctly called gridiron football, referring to the shape of the field as a gridiron, and rugby is either rugby union football or rugby league football. There are two types of rugby, for those of you keeping score at home. All of these are football. Thank you.
So Eve questions, guys.
There was one that just came. Are we using amulets with carriers?
Yes, they're in the fits. If you look in the fit in the thread, they have amulets. Yeah, they have SRP. Yes, like, the carriers have SRP, but all capital SRP, we don't bother putting a value in affordable care because cap prices fluctuate too much. You will be made whole.
Yeah, I think we set it at 1 ISK just so it would have a value in the app or something like that.
Yeah, like, it's set to 1 ISK so you can put it in the app and then, like, you'll be made whole. We're sitting on stacks of carriers ready to replace people with an actual hull, so.
Beyond, should we try and do an interest check on whether anyone actually is interested in this boondoggle?
Yeah, we should.
Okay, so last week I had the idea of doing a booshing race between Keepstars, and this evolved into a game idea, which we've called Hector Ball. I put this on the forums. I anchored a field, but a field only lasts 2 days because for the corners of it, we're using mobile micro jump units, and those only last 2 days in space. But it is on the MSG gate in GLPB, in where Commerfleet lives. So you're welcome to go check it out. There's two Astras 1,000 kilometers from each other. So put X up or do something, clap, whatever, in chat if you think you would be actually interested in playing a game of this and assembling 9 of your closest friends to play Hector Ball.
Chloe, I like you. Yeah. Oh, then you had to ruin it by saying you would actually do it. Okay.
What if we turned this into some sort of competition for glory between corporations, SIGs?
So I think you guys can see how bored the directorate has become when Horde collapses. That
practically
this,
instantly.
This
practically
is
instantly.
The thing we're doing now.
Someone promised us a war.
Yeah, you know, that's fair. I think we'll officially call the Fireside done, but if you want to continue to hear about Hector Ball, I'm sure Kaz will wax poetically about that. You guys keep
people are still
your
asking
thing.
Important questions.
Do we still have something that I missed?
Yes. So the Capform Carrier Doctrine no longer exists, guys. Like, it is Tiger Claw. Like, that's it. There's no separate Capform Carriers. Yes, it will be put into the skill planner.
Yeah, we'll annoy Sticks to get that in there.
Buddy, you ship your whatever fighters you don't want anymore to Jita, I'm sure they'll sell, especially since you're talking about Cyclops. There will be a trade-in program for NSA later that are just not ready for it yet.
Typically, trade-ins like that are usually done by a forum post, so keep an eye on that.
Yes, mid-grades will be required and reimbursed for the carriers.
And to be clear, this is the full set, including Omega.
No. It's not the 1-5.
Okay, the 1-5, okay.
Fighter types are compulsory, yes. You cannot customize to whatever you want. If you guys look really closely at the fighters, like if you put them into Pypha, you'll notice all your light fighters go the exact same speed. There's a reason for that.
What? I want to be fast.
If your fighters go faster than someone else's fighters, it just means your fighters end up dying first. And I'm sorry to all the super pilots that have to get rid of their Cyclops, but I do not know why someone thought it was a good idea to give the shield supers that don't get the fit drone navs the slowest fighters possible. But that happened, and we're fixing that problem. Cyclops actually do the least damage, because everyone tanks against thermal damage. So just because they do the most base damage doesn't mean they're actually any good.
Just real quick, between questions, we are still running bridges out of our TAC A. We'll be doing that through 2030. And we'll be doing the gate crossing at 2030. There's a fleet up on Wadi Say that people can get in to gauge numbers and just be patient. I'll ping again when we're actually going to start going.
And since someone apparently didn't realize, you all can see our super Titan fits and cap fits in the normal fleet doctrines and reimbursement thread. They are not hidden anymore. Make sure you have the right fit.
The reason we have secret channels for caps and super caps, guys, is for operational security, right? Like, the fit of a thing is kind of hard to hide long term. It's not really about that. It's so we can communicate securely with you in live situations, you know.
Which is also why we heckle people when they ask about cap pings in Elysium.
Exactly. That's the don't talk about it part.
Okay, any other questions from anybody? Any other Eve questions from anybody?
Francisco, Pypha does not play well with, like, fleet hangers. So, with caps, just assume that you're fitting up cap booster 3200s. Carriers don't have a lot of cargo space in general. So, you can't really, like, fit the 3200s without breaking the fit. These things go into the fleet hangar, and you just fill your fleet hangar.
Age, so is there an op plan right now? Not really. You can look on the forums to see when posted ops would be. But since Horde collapsed, yeah, there's no real op plan. We're traditionally take December off so everybody can enjoy time with family, do all that kind of stuff. Get some ISK into your wallets, do whatever that is for you, whether it's ratting, mining, however it goes.
Sapphire, were you here when we did Yacht Fleet? Because I think that's the best way to explain these carriers. So I'll do my best to explain this. There is a limited number of FCs currently that will be able to ping the Tiger Claw fleet. So we plan to use them with main fleet. We do plan to use them as often as we can, but they will not be like every fleet we ping is a carrier fleet.
Delta Flux is going to cry if we sling carriers through Ansiblexes 3 times a day.
Yeah, G-Soul will be very upset with me if I chew all their ozone. Yeah, what Kaz said is pretty good. Not as common as Rokes, more common than when we used Bullishacks.
One note, by the way, we've mentioned mining a bunch of times. Make sure you're training the new mining skills, which are mining precision and mining, I don't remember what the other one is. Somebody will put it in Elysium. It's basically just free extra ore. Like, I had a Corp Moon this week, and we mined 113% of the expected R4 output. So, Exploitation. Yeah, that's right. Which is actually a cool name. Yeah, so that's basically just free ore while you're mining. So if you are a person who enjoys mining, make sure you train those skills.
Yeah, this reminded me, we have an announcement. As you guys know, we ban selling capital, carriers, facts, and dreadnoughts to neutrals or hostiles in regions that border us. Okay, this is a long-standing policy, and that moves with us as we have moved. That ban continues. So right now, if you're a capital producer, you're not allowed to sell them in Curse or Great Wildlands or neighboring low-sec like Dura. I don't know that exactly off the top of my head. We are going to lift this restriction for one system only in drone lands, which is 9WV. It is the easternmost freeport. So that's the Freeport that is up in Peregrine Falls. It does not have direct range on GTEC-Q. But if you want, if you're a capital producer and you want to go and haul your capitals up there to sell to neutrals in the drone land, you may now do so. 9WV. We'll get a thread update for that coming soon.
Okay, any other questions or anything from the directors where we call it there? Horde will finally take one DQ. Yep, maybe. We'll see. Okay, I think we'll call it a day there. We will see you guys next week. Have a good day. There is going to be a gate crossing in 6 minutes, so keep an eye out for pings. Sniper will send that. Tech, I'm not ignoring you there. I don't have a good answer for that, so TBD on that one, man. All right, guys, enjoy your week. We'll talk to you all next week. Have a good one.